So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg Law's Jennifer Kay. The day after trial started in a lawsuit filed by Meta investors against the company, the two sides have reached a settlement. Jennifer, let's take a look at the suit. What was it that investors were claiming?
Yeah, thanks for having me. The Meta shareholders said that the leaders of the company, which was still known as Facebook at the time, hurt its share prices through their actions or lack thereof when it came to the incident where the political consulting firm Cambridge Analytica acquired data on millions of Facebook users without their consent. And some of that data was used in the work that the firm did for the 2016 campaign for President Donald Trump. There were also some insider trading claims against the founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg. These are pretty common claims where investors say the leaders of the company failed to see or ignored red flags about something harming the company, but you pretty much never see them get to trial, let alone the second day of a trial.
And they did end up settling, right? I mean, these allegations will go back years. I mean, you had to go back and say, oh, that's right, I remember the Cambridge Analytica debacle.
Yeah, it was all the way back pretty much before President Trump took the oath of office the first time. So you're talking 2016, 2017, 2018, I think is when the news really broke. And that's when this lawsuit was first initially filed. It cleared a motion to dismiss finally in 2023, and it just went to trial yesterday.
So it finally goes to trial, and then they come up with a settlement. You'd think that they would have done this sooner.
There were a lot of people, attorneys and law professors that I've talked to recently who said, wait, that case is still ongoing. They haven't settled that yet. Yeah, you'd have to think that it's been in the works for quite some time. Like I said, these kinds of claims pretty much never go to trial because if they clear a motion to dismiss from a company, usually there's a settlement, and usually that settlement is not the second day of a trial. It's not unheard of for it to happen this way. It's just kind of really dramatic is how it happened today.
Do we know anything about the settlement? What's in it?
We don't know yet. We are waiting to see what the terms of the settlement are. That has to come in a separate briefing into the case docket. It could be for a lot of money. Meta settled similar claims in a class action in California a couple years ago for like $725 million. It could be for a lot of money plus changes to how Meta monitors data sharing or complies with regulators, or it could be changes to its board committees. We just don't know yet. It'll be coming soon, though.
Does what happens in a settlement ever really influence a company going forward?
That's a good question. Again, these claims revolve around when something goes wrong, and it's something really, really wrong, like millions of your users have their data leaked to a political consulting firm. These are also the kinds of claims when, like, say you have ice cream that is poisoning people and people die because there wasn't enough compliance in the processing of the ice cream. When planes fall out of the sky and you have catastrophic losses, these are the kinds of settlements. So in theory, they are supposed to include, and they usually do, there is some sort of corporate governance change where the company is saying, we will do a better job going forward now that we all know that something went wrong somewhere.
Meta is getting hauled into court all the time. How big was this suit compared to other ones?
I mean, yeah, that's a really good point. And this would have been the second time in 3 months that Mark Zuckerberg would have had to testify. He was just testifying in, I believe, April or May in a antitrust case with the federal government in Washington, D.C. So he would have had to kind of get up and talk about his company again this year. There are multiple other lawsuits against Meta in the same court in Delaware where you have investors saying, hey, look, the company is not following proper regulations. So Meta's in court a lot of places, and that may be part of why they wanted to settle, because it just, you know, pound for pound, a settlement, even for a lot of money, hundreds of millions of dollars or billions of dollars, that might be worth it to them to not have to pay for litigation down the line.
Jennifer, thanks so much for the reporting. That is Bloomberg Law's Jennifer Kay. You can hear our Tech and Business report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
So you have a podcast and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.